you are checking out one part of a three-part episode of the LV Pizza Fest. And I've divided the episodes into central themes, right? I'm talking to a pizzeria and they're going to be talking about this theme. And for this episode, the theme is doing what you love and having fun doing it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And remember to always ask, what's good dough? Before we continue on with the episode, I want to give a huge shout out to Corto Olive Oil. The difference between quality versus commodity, fresh versus rancid, is night and day. That's why amazing pizza makers like John Arena, Laura Meyer, and Chris Decker use these at their restaurants. But seriously, Corto is an amazing product. And if you make pizza professionally, whether you do a pop-up or run a brick and mortar, you can try it out for free. Just email me, idriff@whatsgooddough, or DM me on Instagram, @whatsgooddough. I'll also leave that information in the show notes. Thank you to Corto for sponsoring the podcast.
I am with Chef Adriana from 00 Pie and Pub. I'm excited to see you here because you are making some noise with your new restaurant. And maybe we could talk a little bit about that first.
Okay, absolutely.
How has it been? And maybe talk to us about like what the concept is like.
It's a Tokyo-inspired concept. Our philosophy is that we have to let the ingredients shine, right? So just like how the Japanese are craftsmen, they really like get into it and they put their mind, body, and soul. That's basically what we're trying to embody at the shop.
So for clarification, you're making Tokyo-style pizza?
We're doing a neo-Neapolitan Tokyo-inspired pizza. Yes.
Well, that to me is extremely new. Talk to me about what that looks like and how it differs from a regular Neapolitan style pizza.
We like the texture and the leoparding of a Neapolitan style, but the way that Chef Michael and I have worked out the dough has been so it has more of a flora, so it's very like fragrant when you eat it. It has an eggshell crust. It's also soft on the inside. And then basically like the dough, we want the dough to also shine besides what we're putting on the dough itself.
I'm salivating over here. And are you gonna be making that here at the Pizza Festival?
So we brought our own dough. So basically, yeah, we're gonna be showcasing our dough as well. The other ladies are gonna be showcasing their dough as well. But yes, we're gonna have our 00 dough here.
And how do you prepare for making pizza on an uni, which I'm assuming isn't what you use at the restaurant every day?
No, it's not. We do a wood-fired oven. We use almond wood for our wood. The uni is totally a different ball game, which is totally doable. I mean, it brings you almost the same results, but it's just not the same when it's a wood fire. But preparation-wise, it's basically the same thing. You just kind of, you know, we came prepared with a bunch of them, so then that way we can kind of, you know, move them around if we need to, because a lot of times the unis lose the heat of the stone, so we just kind of want to be prepared in that sense. But other than that, it's basically the same thing.
Great. And you have like 6 unis here, so you'll have some space to rotate around.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yes. We came extra prepared.
Talk to me about opening a restaurant, because if I'm not mistaken, your restaurant opened up fairly recently, right? Within the last year or so?
Within the last 6 months, actually. We had a couple months of just training. So training on making the dough, making the prep, getting reps, like having my staff just get the reps, so that way we can get the perfect results every single time. Pizza is a very unique craft, and I think a lot of people sometimes have a misconception that like, oh, pizza is so easy. It is in a way, it is easy, but it's also a craft, like I said earlier. It's just been a journey, like it's just been like an amazing roller coaster of like ups and downs, just like any opening of a restaurant is. We've had a lot of fun. We've had a lot of support from the local community, from guests around, you know, the local spot where we're at in Chinatown. We've been getting a lot of love online. We've been getting a lot of love from journalists. So it's been slowly but surely just booming, which is exciting.
I know from having interviewed a number of folks, it's difficult and hard at times. What has been the hardest thing in the last 6 months opening a restaurant, or maybe even leading up to it?
I think the hardest part for any restaurant, I think, is to keep the consistency, right? Because you want to be consistent in your product. You want to be consistent in what you're putting out for the guests. So I think that's probably the hardest part. everything else is just easy. Everything else is just game. Everything else is just fun. Like, if you love what you do, it's not a job. You're just having fun all day. So,
how does one get over the hump of inconsistency? What's the secret to that?
I believe it's just, honestly, I think it's just repetition. I mean, I think like with any technical job or any, you know, or anything that, you know, that you want to be better at, you just have to just keep going and going, and then just, you just kind of keep practicing. You got to keep just doing it over and over and over again. And I love mistakes. And I tell my staff all the time, I was like, if we make a mistake, it's okay. This is how we learn, right? So this is how we get over that hump. So even if we make a mistake, if we burn a pizza or if something happens that's completely out of our control, it's all right. We just have to move on and we just have to keep going.
That's very reassuring, because people feel bad when they make mistakes. But I could tell by the way you're communicating with me right now that I think I'd feel good if I just made one small, simple mistake.
Yeah, you know, and that's something that I've learned in my career, and that's something that I'm trying to foster in my staff as well. I have some younger staff, you know, that like I want to be a mentor for, you know, and I kind of want to show them and kind of let them know that it's okay to make a mistake. You're fine. Like, this is how you grow. This is how you get better. So even if something happens, don't take it personally. Don't be down on yourself. Just move on and just be like, okay, I'm going to fix this and we're going to be better tomorrow.
You've been very generous with your time, and I just want you to close out with your message to the world.
I think, you know, with anything that you do, whether it's pizza or, you know, whatever it is that you love, just continue to do it. There comes a great satisfaction knowing that what you produce makes other people happy. And that's one of the things that I've always lived by too, like not just pizza, but like in cooking and being able to give a part of you to somebody else. I think that's great.
Beautiful words and a great way to end. I have a gift for you. This show is sponsored by Cordo Olive Oil. Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you. It's a pleasure.
What's up, everyone? Thanks for tuning in. I am with Giancarlo of Landini's Pizzeria. He has one location in Vegas and four in San Diego, and so this is a very exciting interview for me. How's it going?
Wonderful, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Great.
What are you making today at the LV Pizza Fest?
Today, what we're going to do is we're going to do a meatball ricotta pizza.
Ooh.
So it's going to be a white-based pizza. We're going to put some sliced meatballs, some ricotta cheese in there, and then at the end, we're going to dabble some tomato sauce on there.
Now, if you're like any pizzeria out there, I'm assuming you have multiple types of pizzas that you make.
Absolutely.
Why did you choose this one?
We wanted to showcase what we thought was one of our better ones here in Las Vegas. But like you were saying, we got multiple locations. We have our other locations over in San Diego, and we don't just do New York style. I personally specialize in Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, but here today we're going to be doing a New York style pizza.
Okay, awesome. And then tell me about these meatballs. What makes a good meatball pizza?
A good meatball, you want to mix beef and pork. You want to make sure you have the best ingredients you can put in there. You're going to put some Parmesan cheese, some garlic, some parsley, put some bread in there to keep it nice and moist. So yeah, we make them all by hand.
Oh, I love that. Handmade sounds like a great seller. And clearly you're doing something right having five pizzerias total.
Yeah.
Tell me, as somebody who has that much experience underneath their belt, what would you wish you would have known when you were first getting started?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, I think what everybody needs to know, you need to love this business, right? So if you don't have a passion for doing pizza, then, you know, maybe you're not in the right spot. So everybody here today, they love what they do. I guarantee, I haven't even spoken to everybody here yet, but everybody loves what they do if they're here, right? So this is something that you learn over time. You gain experience. You learn from other people. You ask questions. And all pizzaiolos, not only in Vegas, not in San Diego, but all over the world, we form a community, and it's like a brotherhood, so we all piggyback off of each other. You know, you could always learn. You learn from the best, but you're also learning from someone that just got in the business, you know? You never stop learning.
Even if you're doing something you love, things get hard.
Absolutely.
What is one of the hardest things you've dealt with in owning a pizzeria?
Well, there's a few things I would look at. I mean, if we're talking about pizza itself, the hardest thing to maintain, I think, is a good pizza dough, right? That it's alive, so you got to treat it like it's something living. You can't just, you know, make the pizza dough and leave it there. So there's many things that come into making the perfect pizza though. And then, you know, it's an hospitality business, so give the customer what they want, give them the best product possible, and then, you know, what can go wrong?
Amazing. And is there one final piece of advice that you want to leave the audience with listening, whether it's about pizza, business, or life? What do you got for them?
Do what you love. If you do what you love, you're not going to work a day in your life.
Is that really true?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still work.
Yes, absolutely. It's still work, of course, but if you love it, it doesn't hurt that much.
You can power through, right?
Absolutely. Been doing it for 30 years, so.
30 years.
I love it.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Giancarlo, thank you very much for being on the show. This show is presented by Cordo Olive Oil, and so I do have something for you for participating.
Oh, yeah, some swag.
Hell yeah. Nice. We are going to be doing some drizzles with their new olive oil later. I would love to share a slice with you if you're available.
Absolutely. Yes, awesome. For
sure. Can't wait to try it.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Before we continue with the show, I want to let you know this podcast is sponsored by Baccio Cheese. Baccio Cheese has so much to offer. Its distinctive flavor, signature kiss of buffalo milk, and superior performance almost can't be described in words. But I recently spoke to Brett of Izzy's Pizza Bus, and he says he loves it for its quality, price, and the fact that they have a rewards program, so he gets paid for using quality cheese. Sounds like a no-brainer, right? If you're a pizza maker looking to taste the difference, let me know and I'll connect you with them. You can reach me at idriff@whatsgooddough.com or DM me on Instagram @whatsgooddough. Thank you to Baccio Cheese for supporting this podcast.
I'm with Chef Brian. We're here at the Las Vegas Pizza Festival and he's with Pizza Cake. And maybe just off the bat, tell us a little bit about what you're going to be making today at the Pizza Festival.
Well, today we're having a little bit of fun. You know, as much as we love like the classic pizzas, you know, your cheese pizza, pepperoni and all that, we wanted to make it a little bit more interesting and fun. So we're featuring two different pizzas. One of them that you can find at the Pizza Cake menu, which has become one of our famous pizzas. It's the chicken and bacon Alfredo. Grilled wood-fired chicken, we got smoked bacon shoulder, delicious Alfredo sauce, garlic, Parmesan, parsley, all the great things that you would find in a good Alfredo, we put onto a pizza. And we are actually debuting for the first time our spicy alla vodka pizza, which is on a dough that's similar to kind of like a cross between a grandma and a Sicilian. So it's not as big as a Sicilian, it's in between. It's something that we actually call, that Buddy coined, Buddy Velastro, called bakery pizza. And we're doing that, so it's our spicy vodka sauce with Italian sausage, basil, pecorino romano, absolutely delicious.
Is that bakery pizza dough just baked straight with the toppings in one go, or do you do
a par-bake? We do it in two different settings. We bake the dough first with a little bit of the sauce and the cheese, and then we finish it, and then we give it a second bake just to give that extra crispness into it and really bring everything together.
I'm a fan.
You will be.
So tell me, how did you get into the pizza industry and why?
Who doesn't like pizza, right? I grew up eating it, and my father is a big name in the restaurant world. Larry Forgione coined the godfather of American cuisine. So I grew up around it, and I got myself involved back in 98, and, you know, working in all different 3-4-star restaurants, you know, all through Manhattan. And then when I moved out to here in 2009, I hooked up with Buddy Velastro, as I'm sure you know, Cake Boss, and we're both from the East Coast. We have that love of pizza, and we talked about like what, you know, better way to showcase what we love with food than a pizza place.
Now, were you already friends with Buddy? Were you buddies with Buddy, or how did you two meet?
No, we met because he wanted to open up a restaurant in Las Vegas. And we connected through some people that we both knew. And, you know, I was his executive chef over at Buddy V's at the Venetian from 2013. And we're now overseeing it as well as, you know, as a corporate chef. But we're overseeing that. We got Pizza Cake, Boss Cafe. We got Jersey Eats. You know, we got so much going on in Vegas. We love Vegas. But pizza was the one thing that we knew we just had to knock out of the park. We spent months figuring out the dough, not just dough that works in New York or New Jersey, but dough that works out here in Vegas with a different climate. And, you know, the one thing I could tell you, it's about patience, it's about love, and it's about hard work. You know, to really make good pizza every day, day in and day out, you got to have the right staff, you got to have the trained people, and you got to take the time and that love and passion and put it into your food.
What is so different about Las Vegas style dough versus a New York or New Jersey style dough?
Well, Vegas is, as you know, a lot drier. And, you know, there's things you could talk about with water and all that stuff. The Las Vegas tap water is not very good as opposed to, like, New York tap water. We actually use a filtered water for our dough. We notice that we get a consistent result using that filtered water. But, listen, you just have to, it's like anything. You go anywhere, you got to just figure it out. You try it out a few times. You figure out what's not working and keep working until you get it right. And we took the time before we opened up those doors to make sure that Vegas people were going to get what we know and love about New York style pizza.
Amazing. Now, do you cook outside in a different environment outside of your restaurant very often?
With pizza, no. This is this is the main like pizza festival that they do here in Vegas every year. So yeah, is it the same? Absolutely not. But like anything, like I said, we got here early enough, figure it out. We looked at what ovens we had, and you know, we figured out what we had to maybe tweak and what it may be to make sure that what you get here today that we're proud of.
Some of the people listening here run a pop-up or run a catering business, and maybe they're thinking, I don't have my stuff down, and every time I go into a different environment, it's very difficult. What has helped serve you knowing that this is, you know, going to be a long-term thing, that you're probably going to be back here year after year? What has helped being outside?
Well, listen, we learn, I think, the most by our mistakes. So to give any advice, I would just say that you got to just do your test runs. Don't assume something is going to work out. Give yourself that extra time. If you're going to do an outdoor event, show up an extra 2 hours early and do a test run on it once, twice, as many times as it takes so that you feel confident with what you're doing. But, yeah, your environment inside your kitchen is not going to be the same environment when you're outside. But, you know, it's through experience, you know. Do it over and over. You know, you got it. You learn from experience. And that's the best way to know how to fix things when problems do arise.
I saw you kind of do a little smile. Any fun mistakes in your, you know, time making pizza that you could share with the audience?
That could be a whole nother show. We could sit and talk about all the all the drama that ensues. Sometimes the oven's not hot enough. Sometimes the power goes out. You know what I mean? There's so many variables that can go wrong. And, you know, again, I've been in those situations enough that show up early. Make sure your stuff works. Come in the day before if they have your stuff set up to make sure that things are working and all that. And fortunately today we seem to be on the positive side of things.
You're coming on to close to 30 years of being in the industry, and if you're...
Has it been that long?
I'm sorry if I made you kind of flashback for a second.
That's funny. Here you go.
What do you say to the person just starting out?
Listen, this business, it takes a lot of hard work, but it's a labor of love. You have to love what you're doing. If you don't have that passion, you don't have that desire, you know, maybe opening up a business is not a restaurant or a pizza place. It's not for you. You know what I mean? Maybe it's better to be back at home in the kitchen, but you got to love what you're doing because it's not just about cooking. It's about the business, and there's so much more that goes into it than just being in the kitchen every day and cooking. And I've seen it from both sides of it, but yeah, you got to love what you're doing. And we all love it. You see this beautiful staff back here. We all love what we do, and hopefully that shows through the pizza today.
I can tell you love what you do, and I'm so honored to be able to have the opportunity to speak with you, and I'm so thankful for your time. The show is presented by Cordo Olive Oil, and so I want to say thank you.
I love this olive oil. Good.
Yeah?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You've tried it before.
Thank you. I have.
Awesome.
I have.
Well, thank you very much for being on the show. Do you have any final words for the audience?
Oh, man, I think we're good. Yeah. If you're not down here, get your butt down here quick.
Hurry up. Thank you very much for being on.
Take care.
Before we continue with the show, I want to let you know that this podcast is sponsored by Uni Pizza Ovens. The holiday season is upon us, so if you're looking to give the gift of pizza to someone or to yourself, because I love to give myself gifts, check out Uni. Uni Pizza Ovens is the world's number one pizza oven. With temps reaching up to 950 degrees, you can make the pizza of your dreams at home or on the go. I mean, they're portable, right? Uni makes everything you need to level up your pizza game or even start your pizza business. So use the link in the show notes for my affiliate link. And thank you for supporting the show. And also, thank you to Uni for sponsoring the podcast.
We have Joey of Brooklyn's Best Pizza and Alex from Don DeMarco's. How y'all doing today?
We're doing great. We're having a great time.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we are at the Las Vegas Pizza Festival. And I guess just to start off, maybe y'all can talk about what you're making today. How about that?
I go first. So we're making a white pie, which is Palio Regotta, Rondi Mozzarella, garlic, Parmesan, a little bit of olive oil. We use Quarto over here, the best, only the best for the best. We're also doing a grandma's pie, which is a thinner crust Sicilian sweet plum tomato, garlic, and basil. We only use imported tomatoes. We use the best of cheeses, grande, all day long.
I feel like your voice changed a bit, man. It was just like, let me put it out there. Well, I love the showmanship.
Got to represent.
Hell yeah. Alex, what you got?
I can't top that off.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm a very shy guy. Today we're doing our barbecue pizza. We're actually doing several pizzas today.
What else?
We have our margaritas, our cheeses, pepperonis. Best ingredients you could buy, from Palio cheeses to Coto olive oil.
Let's go.
Okay, gotta prep the branding.
Now, the reason why we have these two pizzerias here is because they're actually in partnership with one another, similar owners. Go for it.
Oh. I'll take the shot.
Woo!
Oh, man.
That Agrimato. Y'all are teasing too much, man.
Holy shit, that's fucking good.
Can you say that?
Yeah, you can say that. From New York.
What do people get wrong about olive oil?
More.
What do people get wrong about New York style pizza?
What do you mean wrong?
Yeah, what's wrong?
You mean when everyone says New York style, New York pizza? Listen, pizza's pizza, right?
Okay.
The only thing that makes a difference is forget about the water, forget about you being from New York or not. Pizza originates from New York, right? So if you're putting sauce and cheese on top of dough, you're making New York pizza, okay? That's the truth of it.
All right.
You don't have to have an accent, but you know what? You gotta really care about your product. You gotta cook it right. You gotta prepare it right. You gotta care about what you're putting out there. So if you're undercooking your pies, if you're putting crap on top of the pizza, it's like pre-made sausages, pre-made meatballs, the crappiest cheese, you're not throwing some olive oil on there, you're not putting some basil on there, and forget about it. Just stay home, buy yourself a frozen pizza.
Okay, we're calling in for Red Baron after this.
That's right.
So, being the Dom DeMarco name, do you often get compared by people who have been to the originals and they're like, oh, I've been to DeFara's, this is nothing like it. Do you get that?
Here and there.
Here and there.
Sometimes I've heard that we're better than DeFara's. Sometimes it doesn't compare. But at the end of the day, it's no one's wrong. It's whatever you like.
Well, I can tell you this. I came to Vegas only after tasting Dom DeMarco's pizza.
Uh-huh.
Albert Scaletti, who's the owner of Dom DeMarco's, invited me out from Phoenix and to work for the company. And once I tasted their pizza, I said, this is like home. I'm coming down.
The mama in Vegas.
Yeah. Simple as that.
So why'd you two get into pizza other than being invited to make it? Like, what called you to it?
I've been in pizza all my life. My brothers taught me the business since I was 11 years old. We own pizzerias all over Brooklyn, Queens, and Manhattan. I moved out to Texas. I opened up my own stores. Moved to Hawaii, opened up stores. I thought I was done. I didn't want to do it no more. I was tired. But something about Vegas just bring me back alive, man.
How about you?
Man, not as elaborate, but I started off as dishwasher, worked my way up.
Oh, you went to school, culinary school?
Yeah, I did go.
He's a chef by trade.
Were you going to school and dishwashing at the same time?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, worked the way up. I'm a very humble person.
No, man, I feel like if you're going to be...
I can talk for him. His food is the bomb.
We got to try it. Can we try a slice? You guys eat yet?
He ate everything already.
Yeah.
Well, are we gonna have a slice together?
Yeah, you wanna go?
Let's go, let's go. Let's
what are we gonna slice. Have?
What chef's choice? Check that out. Oh my god.
That's just how we make it in the store. So if you notice, we got the dollops. We're not cheap on our product. That's Palio Ricotta, the sweetest thing, man. It's like white gold. You know? And a little bit of grande mozzarella.
Yeah.
Olive oil.
Yeah.
And if you notice, we know how to bake our pizza.
Oh, okay.
See that?
Let's go.
Oh, great.
Give it a rating. 10 is perfect.
I think it's an 8.
Why?
The only thing that could make it better is if it was a little warmer and it didn't burn my mouth.
Okay, -2 points for being hot as hell. Look at that smoke. Oh, my goodness. Ah. All right, hold up. Blow your butt.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Hit that. Let's make it a 9 or a 10. Ooh. Damn. Okay. Okay, you cannot fake that. All right.
That's real.
What do we have? What do we have over here?
It's our barbecue chicken pizza.
Okay. Can you have a? Can you take a bite and give me a score? 10 is perfect.
Oh, no flop.
Okay, beautiful.
Ooh, it's not hot.
Why are you guys getting the hottest slices? See, no old pies here. No old pies here. All right. What's the score?
Obviously a 10.
A 10? Okay, can we make it an 11?
I want cocoa.
Oh, that's hot. Just a little dab there. What do you think? What do you think about that?
That's good.
Lemongrass, basil, olive oil, agrumado.
I like it.
Meaning they blend, they kind of grind everything together into one. Not just infusing it one after the other.
Ten. I need to get it on now.
Let's go.
Oh man, look at that sauce right there.
Let me see that.
Oh!
Woo! That's it?
That's a 10.
Yeah. All right, I gotta try. Hold
on. Damn, Alex. You got me, man.
I didn't know New York made barbecue pizzas like that.
We do now. Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
As much people complain about the like pineapple and all that.
Yeah.
We sell so much pineapple pizza at the restaurant. Yeah.
That's good.
Pineapple all day long.
Why do people hate on ranch from New York?
We have one of the best ranches, I think. We sell gallons of it.
What about you guys?
We sell gallons of it.
Gallons of it too, but you're not proud of that.
No, I am. Listen, you're the customer. I'll make you whatever the fuck you want. I'll put cat on your pizza, whatever the... You tell me you want that, I'll find some cat meat, okay? I'm here to serve you. You're not here to serve me. Whatever you want. Pineapple, I don't give a shit. It's all good.
This is fucking good. It hurts inside a little bit. It's okay, though.
Oh, man.
That's good. That's solid. All right. Boys, what do you want to leave the audience with today? We're at the LV Pizza Festival. This was an amazing time. What's your last words?
Come see us at the restaurant, you know. Come to Vegas, look us up, and we'll give you good pizza.
Fuck yeah. Get the barbecue chicken.
Everything will end. Your relationships, maybe your life. Pizza is forever.
Hell yeah. Let's go.
Here, look.
Woo!
Can't please everyone. You ain't pizza.
Right.
Let's go. Hey, boys. Good shit. Nice. That was fun. Thank you. That was fun.
Good work.
My name is Idriff. I do the What's Good Dough podcast. We talk about pizza, business, and life. And I have Frank of Carmine's. Is that
Carmine's
right?
Carmine's Pizza Kitchen. Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How's your day so far?
It's amazing. Everybody came out. You know, they support the local places. This is great. This is what it's all about, the pizza business.
Well, not only do you do amazing pizza and show out for the crowd, but like you do some entertainment too.
I do. You know, pizza guys and people in the pizza business, we're very animated. And if we're a tight family, we're even more animated. But I can't let nobody walk by and not know who we are, so I gotta be loud in here, you know?
You're very performative and I love it. Where does that come from?
You know, absence of ego, man. I just love people and I want everybody to, I like to know people, and if that's gonna help me get some people and learn about our company and our pizza, great.
Tell me about the company, because from my understanding, it comes down from a long line of history,
yeah,
does it not?
It's been passed down. So I'm second generation pizza man. My dad Carmine's first generation. He started Brooklyn, Lenny's Pizza, making pizza out of the window, came to Vegas, wanted a better opportunity for his family to pass something on, and here we are.
That's amazing. And yeah. Would you call your style of pizza, if anything?
Oh, it's a traditional New York pizza, thin, Neapolitan, but we also do the Sicilian square. But today we have the San Gennaro, which is sausage, peppers, and onions, and I like to show you that if you like.
I'd love to see it. Let's go.
So
let me see.
Are we live?
We're live. Let's see.
So what happens is, you know, in the San Gennaro, the peppers and onions, they gotta get on the grill and they gotta stay there all night.
Okay.
And we gotta get that nice and crispy. So the way we do it now, we just give it a little help. And then we get it nice and... And then, you know, we paint a little bit because we're professionals. And there you go, taste that. Give it a little bit.
Not gonna burn my mouth, is it?
You might. Let me hold your mic.
Let's do it.
Hell yeah, look at the face. Coming to you live from the Pizza Festival, Frank Bennell from Carmine's Pizza Kitchen. See you later.
When Sam, my cousin, and I moved to Las Vegas in 1980, there was one person that we watched, one person that we always had eyes on, one person who led the Las Vegas pizza community in terms of growth, innovation, making a high quality product, really bringing respect for the pizza community in Las Vegas. There was one guy that we always had our eyes on. We ran next to him. We tried to run ahead of him, but that was impossible. We ran at his side. We ran behind him most of the time. Everything that we tried to do, we turn around and find out that he had done 6 months before. And today it gives me great, great pleasure to give the Las Vegas Lifetime Achievement Award from the pizza industry in Las Vegas to Carmine Vento. So any of you young guys that are in the pizza business here in town and think you innovated something, I guarantee Carmine was doing it 30 years before you even thought of it.
I don't deserve this, John. You put this on. Thank you. Thank you all. It was a great place. I'm happy all of you are here. And I hope you support all the local pizza places in town, except for the big guys of which we know can't make pizza, right? We know how to make pizza. We know how to make pizza. And these guys are the only competitors I know of. Sam. He's my biggest competitor. These guys are great. They really brought the pizza. I started it, I guess, but they brought it to the next level with the help of all of us. Thank you so much, guys. It was a great show. And I owe it, before they tell me, I owe it to my sons and my daughter also. She tells me that I always say Carmine and Sons, and I never mention her. So it's Carmine, Sons, and Daughter. You hear that, Connie?
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed the show. And do me a quick favor if you did. If you heard something from a pizza maker that you truly enjoyed in this episode, let them know. I've included their contacts in the show notes, DM them, and let them know what's good dough. And while you're on Instagram, DM this episode to a friend who you think might enjoy the show. I appreciate you. I love you. Till next time. Peace.